Dolores,
sharing the good news, the really good news of Jesus Christ for a long time. Even when she was in an oppressive situation, she shared that good news. And then she came to MCC and we put more oppression on her. We made her travel around the world to share in song and in word. One of my favorite songs is one that she said that she came to grudgingly. Don't give me that old time religion. And so when you hear the word today, listen. If you're still stuck back there, believing that you know everything that there is to know about the scripture and have heard it all before, listen. Because the words have changed. Because the world has changed. And because Jesus Christ may be the same, but his message is now expressed in new ways. Something new is coming. Something new is here in our midst. So I want you to welcome. If you've never heard her before, you're in for a treat. If you've heard her, you already come with expectations. And let the Spirit open your heart so that you might hear. Dolores, we love you.
So love you. Whoa! Look around. Yo! Look what you've done. Look what you've done. Let's see what God's gonna do with us this morning. Hallelujah. Judy and I bring you greetings all the way from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Yeah, I've still been looking for Amish around here. Gotta be somebody. Amen. The sermon's title today is, I Want to Be Born Again Too. But first, God is here. That's how you got here. Some intending and some by surprise. Some wanting and some only almost wanting. There is a sweet anointing.
Anointing you.
We can lay down burdens we thought we'd have to die with in the sanctuary. God got here first. God is here. Oh, God is here to break the chains from us and heal the broken. You'd be here to heal the wounded hearts, lift the fallen. Come and lay down the burdens you struggled with in God's sanctuary. God is here. God is here to remove sadness and banish fear. Amen. God is here.
Makes you sanctuary too, you, us too.
Amen! Whoa! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, I gotta tell you something now. Something happened to me. Couple of things. One, Judy and I got married, wasn't it last Saturday? Yay! It was amazing. You know, we had a holy union. We had our love blessed together when we first, 30 years ago at MCC in Baltimore, and where I was born from. Judy is from Oregon, Madras, Oregon. And that she was born in the potato place, Orphine, Idaho, which has challenged her since birth. And we expected there would be maybe 15 people. We were going to invite 15 people counting ourselves. And we were going to have it at the church that we worship at, our hometown church. We worship at the new... at Wisdom Table, St. Peter UCC. You see, I am both. I am UCC and MCC, but MCC first. And MCC saved my life, opened up my heart, gave me what I was dying of thirst for. Freedom! They're going to divide me up after I'm ashes. And then depending if Judy or I go first doesn't start crying all over me and turn me dough. And so when we 30 years together. And so I thought, you know, okay, fine. I woke up one morning, we did, and they said we could get married in Pennsylvania. And it surprised everybody, even the LGBT community, because all of us have been struggling for this, since way before any of us were born. Centuries. Centuries. And so we pulled together and we thought, okay, what do we have to get? And we're very poor, and you think we really should get married? You know, we should get married. But then when we definitely said we were going to get married, then we got scared. Y'all did? Those of you who have recently gotten married in the state, let me see the hands of those. All right, didn't you get scared for a moment? Isn't that a trip? Who knew? Well, one thing, we looked at each other and said, divorces cost too much. And then we would say to each other as days went by, you know, for 30 years, you've still been doing this. Have mercy, Jesus. We talked with the pastor, and afterwards, we went to church the following weekend, the following Sunday, and people kept coming up to us saying, we're coming to the wedding. They had it in the bulletin. That wiped out the opportunity to have just 15 of us and go into the Waffle House afterwards. You know, they don't move their tables. You know what I mean? I was going to get some eggs stirred in the grits. It was, but okay, I got over it. The church is 108 years old now. Can you see me back there? I can see you. I can see you. Those of you who don't know that I've been struggling with my back, I had back surgery. They were able to fix just about everything, but not all. And so they had to stop at a certain point because my body acted like it was going to bleed out. And so they stopped. So I'm walking more. That's enough of us. That's enough of us. Tonight, the healing service. If you're able to come, don't tell me anything. Just come forward. See what God will do. Because there's been a personal relationship between you and God before you were conceived. I tell people, your mama and daddy did a little bit. God did it all. And then, don't worry if it's something very personal, because I only remember usually for a few moments. And I got really bothered by it, because people would come up later or the next time they saw me, and they'd say, well, remember you said, and I couldn't say, yeah, I remember. So I asked God one time, well, why do you do it where I don't get to remember? And I heard so loudly, as if it was my call, too. Because it ain't none of your business. So that was that. Now we go. Nicodemus. He was prestigious. He was somebody. A lot of people knew him. Pretty much everybody who was anywhere near, they knew him. He was an official. He was a teacher in the synagogue. They knew that he had power. But he did what so many of us has done in our lives, especially of those when we first coming out, which he was about to do. They went out by night and snuck in. Like we used to sneak into clubs. Like we had, yeah, parked behind the bush. Some people had money, had a weekend car and a daily car. Definitely had weekend clothes and weekday clothes. So he snuck in to see Jesus. In the darkness, people saw him, just like we would have. Some of us would have seen him. Is that someone said, ain't that Nick? No, that can't be Nick. Look like Nick. Walk like Nick. I ain't seen nothing. Nicodemus went up to Jesus. Couldn't help himself. That's how many of us became church in MCC. Because against our will, no matter who said and no matter what church we went to, what synagogue we went to, what mosque we went to, we were told that God did not love us. Even my mama had to come out by coming to MCC. A heterosexual. Heterosexuals have to come out here too.
Yes.
First off, they got to tell us, no, I'm not gay. And my mom and my father, they always told me God loved me. I had no problem with God. It was an issue with church, not with God. And I always knew I was loved by God and blessed by God and needed by God. Born and touched in my mother's womb by God. I was a surprise. My mother was 32, told that she would never have a child. My father was 37. They know, you know, my goodness, their only child. They did everything to keep me alive when I was born. They even told me paranoid people live longer. They did everything they could. And just like Jesus, when we are born again, and let me tell you, I know there are doctrines that say you can only be born again once. They don't know people. I do not know about you, but I've been born again all my life, at least once a week. When people think they can only be born again once, that leaves them hopeless. When something gets broken, and then think God would never love them again. So be expecting for the sermon this morning is, I want to be born again too! Exclamation marks. There he was, Nicodemus, just getting a little bit closer over, a little bit closer, because, you know, crowds always followed Jesus. And, you know, he got in boats. They did too. Some of them swam. Everywhere he went, they were there. Nicodemus been thinking about it. What will happen if I go up to Jesus? Probably did what we sometimes have done when we've gone to someone, gone to some place where we didn't want anyone to notice. Probably did like this. And like us, if he saw someone who knew him, he probably did like this. In other words, you better not tell. He started this discussion. In other words, let's get to the quick. Jesus, I can tell that you are of God because you do things that no one can do unless they are by God. How can I get what you got? I want the power. I want the prestige. I want the honor. I want the. And Jesus probably looking like, yeah. Well, you already got that. And then you got a little clearer. How do I get born again? Because he snuck there because he knew it was broken. What got you here? Was a thirst you could not quench? Drink from a cup that what you were told was forbidden. Jesus said, well, let's just get to this. Knowing Nicodemus' life, you have to be born again. Reasoning, Nicodemus looked at him like, what? You have to be born again. What are you talking about? That which is born on earth is born, but that which is born in heaven is the birth I speak of. How do you get born again? Ask. People have read thousands of books. Ask. Change what hurts my life. Change what's broken me. Change my attitude. Change my fears into joy. Change me. Change me. And so, Jesus explained it. Nicodemus questioned it. But for sure, the changing can't help but change. Now, I have a lot of sermons inside of me, but I'm not going to do that to you today. I haven't preached in 7 months, but I ain't going to do that to you today. I'm not going to do it to you next week. What happens when you know that there is something that is not right? When you know you've been blessed by God every time you breathe in. Even if there is a machine breathing for you. The message was the same to everyone who went to Jesus. In other words, your hate has to change to love. Your heart has to beat for God. You gotta fall sometime. But that's all right, God says, because I'm gonna catch you. And then I'm gonna pick you up and I'm gonna put you upon a firm foundation. And then you will not have to worry that I don't love you. On this side of the sanctuary, I want you to call out the phrase, I want. I haven't done this one in a while with y'all. Let me hear you.
I want.
Oh, much louder.
I want.
Okay, so you're at a restaurant. They gave you your dessert, and you wanted a bigger piece of cake.
I want.
There you go. This side, born again.
Born again.
All right, Jesus is walking down the street. You want to make sure he hears you.
Born again.
There you go.
I want. Born again.
Gotta step it up over here.
I want. I want. I want. Born again.
All right now. Here we go. Get right to the message of the meaning of it. Jesus, here I stand. I have gone through many things in my life. I have fallen. Sometimes I've tripped somebody else up. But I want to be new. I want to not be afraid that I won't go to heaven one day. I don't want to bleed out thinking that you don't love me. So I want to have a conversation with you, Jesus, because I want to be born again. From my fears,
I want again.
From hatred,
I want
again. Of being raised by some of our parents,
I want again.
By what society has said about us,
I want.
At the end,
I want
freedom,
I want
to be cherished. To be
born again
into a new life and not think it's too late. put on my wings one day. I know they're going to have a little bit of purple in them. When we wait, when we discover that in being born again, we walk and we then won't get tired. If our body is, there's somebody else next to us who were
born again.
Because I searched for this church. I've given it all I've got. I ached. I was afraid to come through the doors the first time. But my need was greater than my fear. When I walked into MCC 40-some years ago, all I wanted to do was find a good woman, marry her, and go home. My parents always told me, find somebody in the church. That's all I wanted. I didn't want to give my money. I didn't want to be taking all those bulletins home. I didn't want to be involved in special activities. I didn't want to learn anything about the Bible. Where is she? Took me 30 years to find her. But in that waiting time, you church are about to be it's been happening before the years came. It's been happening from the day this congregation was born. You are being
born
again,
born
and again,
born
and again, and again. That. I'm not going to preach no more right now. I think you got the message. So did I. I've never preached a sermon that I didn't learn to. If I did, then I shouldn't be preaching. My mother, when she first went to a general conference with me to MCC in Los Angeles, in her coming out of saying that my child is gay. Though she had known it since I was about 2, she and my father, my family, all of them knew. My Uncle Calvin, who's bisexual, honey, I got so many gay people in our family, we just say to some of them, have a baby. For God's sake, somebody, have a baby. Have twins. In Jesus' name, have triplets. We'll pay for it. And so, yeah, she started going to UCC in Baltimore because she said, I want to worship where my child worships. We went to a general conference some years later. And we had these mothers. Reverend Troy Perry, the founder's mother, was there. And Reverend Elder Freda Smith. One of the first women elders in MCC there. And she was, and her mama was there. And we just had all these mamas. We had some daddies too. And during the last service, there was an announcement by Reverend Perry. He said, we've got a bomb scare. There were thousands of us in there. And he said, I want you to look around. Under your chair, beside you, in front of you, behind you. If you see something you didn't bring there, raise your hand. He said, now that's all right if you need to leave. No judgment on you. Because we were used to that. 40-some years ago, we were used to that. We decided that we would die to get you here. I looked way across the room, and there was my mama looking around, looking around. I said, whoa, she really does accept me, though I really never had an idea, thought that she didn't. But that's what I thought sitting there. My mama's staying through a bomb scare, bomb threat. Here I have to go to a conference, and one is coming up in 16 or 17?
16.
You're going to be in Alberta, Canada? All right, y'all got to be there. Please be there. Victoria! That's right. Mama didn't get up and leave. She'd already come out to friends that she had a lesbian daughter. Mama didn't get up and leave. She came out that far. And so on the way back home, I spoke to her. I said, Mama, I know, I never wondered, but I know that you are willing to go through anything for your only child. I said, because you stayed. She said, well, yeah. I said, you stayed through the bomb threat. She said, bomb threat? What bomb threat? I thought somebody lost their pocketbook. Are you crazy? I'm an old black woman. Do you think I would stay in a room where there might be a bomb in there? Yeah, I love me. I love you, but you would have had to run behind me because I wouldn't have stayed. My mama saw me get born again, and it happened to her too. My daddy saw it from a distance. One day, sisters and brothers in Christ, you too will fly away. The closing song, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to tell you, expect changes in your heart. Don't be afraid of them. God's had plans for y'all for a long time ago, before the first foundation was laid. Can't wait to see what all else God does for you. I'm ready, Jane. Hit that button or I'll keep talking. You know it.